March, the controversy after the flood. Character makes a difference in life. March 1. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. The reverence manifested by Shem and Japheth for their father, and thus for the divine statutes, promised a brighter future for their descendants. Concerning these sons it was declared, "Blessed be Jehovah, God of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant. God shall enlarge Japheth, and he shall dwell in the tents of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant." The line of Shem was to be that of the chosen people, of God's covenant, of the promised Redeemer. Jehovah was the God of Shem. From him would descend Abraham, and the people of Israel, through whom Christ was to come. Happy is that people, whose God is the Lord. And Japheth shall dwell in the tents of Shem. In the blessings of the gospel the descendants of Japheth were especially to share. The prophecy of Noah was no arbitrary denunciation of wrath or declaration of favor. It did not fix the character and destiny of his sons. But it showed what would be the result of the course of life they had severally chosen and the character they had developed. It was an expression of God's purpose toward them and their posterity in view of their own character and conduct. As a rule, children inherit the dispositions and tendencies of their parents, and imitate their example, so that the sins of the parents are practiced by the children from generation to generation. Thus the vileness and irreverence of Ham were reproduced in his posterity, bringing a curse upon them for many generations. One sinner destroyeth much good. On the other hand, how richly rewarded was Shem's respect for his father, and what an illustrious line of holy people appears in his posterity. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and his seed is blessed. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to a thousand generations.